Hello, welcome back to our Insight on Life show. And I know that it's been a bit longer than we never been published an episode. Now I know that nearly 3 or 4 days we haven't published anything out here. And today we're back again. Now we are so strong and we can continue with our game here. And today the show is going to center around 5 things that can transform your dreams and plans into little fruition. You know, I know that every person has his own dreams and plans, but making them into reality, that is when the problem starts. Today I have with 5 things. I have 5 key elements. I have 5 key important things that can transform your dreams and goals, thought plans into fruition, into little action, into something little. You know, and the first thing, the first key thing that can transform your dream and plan into fruition is setting out clear objectives and target. You know, you have to set a clear objective. You know, when you set out those objective which is clear, it becomes so easy for you to follow those goals, those objectives. And you know, you can't say that you want to be someone without objectives. You know, dreams without goals always remains as a dream. Eventually turns into wishes. You know, when you keep wishing, I wish I can be, I wish I could be someone, I wish I could be. This is just the statement which cannot be, which cannot affect your life. It cannot bring any results in your life. So when you set out, clear objectives and targets, it is easy for you to follow through those things, and it is for you to structure the footprints that will be just a guiding line for you to become successful. That's the first thing. The second element that can transform your dreams and plans into fruition is an analysis. You know, when you hear about the analysis, you know, it's just going deep. It's just going deep into sorting out things. You know, when you make an analysis, it's all including making an analysis of your plans and dreams. You know, we got a million of dreams, but those useful dreams might be just a few. So you have to make an analysis. You have to analyze which are in an important. And important goals and important objectives. So those important and those bigger ones, you can start with them, and you go through your steps, and then you execute those plans or analyze the plan. The analysis also including understanding well weakness and the strengths of the thing that you have to work, you are going to work out. You know, so when you're going to deal with something, you have to synchronize yourself. You have to synchronize also by making analysis. You have to analyze an analysis which is just trying to show you, will give you the hints with of the concentration of positivity and a negativity. So which is the negative, or whether the negative concentration is bigger one, so you quit that mission. Yeah. If happens the positivity is so huge, it's just overwhelmed negativity, that is when you can continue with the plan. So this is second tip. This is all about analysis. The third thing is develop actionable motivation. You know, well, we can meet number of people that can make motivate in our life, but motivation without action is just like having objective without goals, or without execution. Dreams without goals, It's sort of just a resemble to having a motivation. So you what is important here is just developing action of motivation. When you be motivated to do something, you have to act on the motivation. You motivated to become a trader. You have to go through. You have to go out all the way, becoming a trader, executing all the activities that it takes you to become a lead trader. So, actionable motivation is important. You have to turn motivation into a little thing, not only listening to the barriers that can transform or that can affect your life. You have to bring things on action, not only become a wish. That is an important tip. The third thing that can transform your dreams and plans into a fruition. The fourth thing is don't get stuck on procrastination. You know, most of people, they just find themselves stuck on to procrastination. See, put it highlighted all of the things above. They've been set out down, they have been set out clear objectives and targets, and arrive their things ready. They have already made actionable motivation, but when it comes to execution or making things happen, that is when they say, oh, I will do tomorrow, I will be later on, I will do next year, I will do next month. It's all about this. It's kind of procrastination. You know, when you say you will do it well on or you do it tomorrow, it's just you don't know what tomorrow brings. It might be just difficult one. So when you think it's possible to be executed or to be done today, you have to do this. So don't welcome procrastination in life, because procrastination is always killing your motivation. So you will kill your motivation and inspiration. Execute whatever it takes to be or who you want to be. Today is more important than next day or next year, because the next thing, you never know what it's going to bring you to you. And the last thing is an important thing that can drive your dreams to fruition is don't play safe. You know, most of us we play safe, particularly when we find or when we face the difficulties in anything that we do. We can start everything, we can follow the word that is important, the tip which is leads us to where we want to go. But when the difficulties or the setback comes into our way, that is when we say, oh, it is hard, you know, I'm losing much. I never had won 3 times or 8 times. No, I have to stop this job. It might be not suitable for me. It's a kind of playing safe style. You know, we don't have to play safe. Yes, here I speak that you have to be persistent. You have to be resilient. You know, when you become resilient, you get down and you get back up again. You know, when you fall, you stand again and you keep moving. So the important thing is not playing yourself. When the difficult come on your way, you just stand and you fight that difficulty and you keep moving. You're so being persistent and resilient is something important. Even those you see, they are champion of their life. You know, the champions have made number of setbacks, but the way they overcame those difficulties, that is the thing that has made them to become the champions of the kind they are today. You know, when you find the difficulties and you give up, it's just a kind of like playing yourself. So you don't have to play yourself. You have to keep moving despite the difficulties. But when you face it a little bit setback and you give up, you won't become put on the same basket of the so-called champions of the life. You can't become champions by becoming afraid of the challenges and the difficulties and setbacks that you can experience in life. So thank you, and those are the only key things that I can transform their dream and plans into fruition. And this is Zamana King. As you know, always the ending of episode, I always used to treat it as the beginning of the next one. So don't miss it. Keep catching us on different platforms that we can be heard. You know, and among the few platforms is like Spotify, Google Podcast, Pocket Cast are the only few elements that you can listen to our show of Insights on Life. Thank you, and keep in touch with us. Always, we are here to drive for the powerful things to you.